Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
So were you guys like friends at all by this point?
Friends at all.
Did that make you lonely?
Oh, jeez.
Jesus, Chance.
Today is a very special episode of Flashback with Smosh because we are celebrating Food Battle 2023 coming back next week.
Yeah, baby!
Let's go!
Yeah, Food Battle! Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, Food Battle is our Super Bowl, and that's why he's acting like
it. Food Battle is our Super Bowl and our World Cup and our world event that we probably can't say because they'll sue us if we say the word.
Oh, the...
Yeah, that one. They love suing people for using their word.
Because it's fun to sue.
Anyway. Today we're watching Food Battle.
2006.
We're going to watch 2006 and 2016.
Yes, it's going to be our first Food Battle and our most recent Food Battle until next week, when it won't be most recent anymore.
And we thought we would take a couple people on this journey. Someone who has seen a good amount of Food Battle and someone who has probably just heard about Food Battle today. Courtney and Chance.
So let's go all the way.
We're gonna start with 2006. And we have some foods to commemorate that.
We have our array here of donuts, pink frosted sprinkled donuts, Ian's favorite.
What's wrong with that one?
That one looks like it got dehydrated.
Unfortunately, that's the gluten-free one.
That one looks dead. That one looks like it is a normal donut that died and it's lost blood flow. So there's some taquitos here that we'll leave. But this episode, like Ian said, first. Oh, it does, and it fits perfectly.
Oh my God.
Wow.
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 Like, are you going to
eat this
one? Ooh, you're eating donuts on a taquito. Oh, you're fitting two in that hole? You're going to have to stretch that hole a little bit. He's doing DT. It's not working well.
You know what?
I think you need to spit on it.
Anyone have some tape cleaner? That's a popper's joke.
Oh, you can't. It is possible. You just need to stretch it enough first.
Yeah. You need to train it a little bit.
Okay, now that we fit two taquitos into one donut's hole. That's crazy.
That's wrong. Okay.
Let's start.
Let's start Food Battle 2006.
Yes.
And I just want to say, this is the beginning of this annual series that we did not plan to be annual. We thought it was going to be a one-off thing.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Oh, yeah, that's very good. It's a very good sandwich.
Shut up!
Oh, this donut's good.
This quality.
Look how bad the quality is!
What is that?
I can't even.
Yeah, you could kind of tell that's a human because of the walking, but what the fuck?
What are you doing?
Eating a taquito.
And you could also, the audio is so
I was just about
shit.
To say.
You could hear the handy cam.
Yeah.
You could hear the tape recorder
in
it.
Yeah, you could hear
the whirring.
So this is 2006, and we're you have a camera and like a tripod?
Yeah, and no one was helping us shoot any of this. We did this all ourselves.
All by yourself.
So we had a tripod and a camera with the worst audio in the world, recording it with tapes. And I think that we had extra tapes.
And where are you?
This is in Sacramento.
This is like a field in the back of a school?
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like this little Smosh shirt moment.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Yep.
That was one of the first Smosh shirt designs.
Yep.
I was on Windows Movie Maker for this.
This
I
is that.
Tell.
No.
No, this was Final Cut.
And you're...
Wow, Torrin did?
Yes.
Yeah.
By that time,
think we had money for official Final Cut? That shit was like $1,200.
Yeah, it was like $1,200.
Expensive.
And the only other equipment that we have, and you'll see it, you'll notice it later, is we bought some Home Depot construction lights to light indoor scenes.
You're right, and you will.
Wow. That's so smart, because a lot of people wouldn't even do that now when they're making TikToks. I'm like, come on now.
Well, there's much better light now.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the best food in the world. Taquito. More like crap eaters.
Yo!
Your favorite food.
Oh. Duh, idiot. They're right here in my hand.
We put the name.
Frosted sprinkled donut.
Yeah, well, I bet tequila.
Yes, you better tell him the name.
This catalog than your stupid pink frosted pieces of crap.
You're on!
Oh, I thought that was part of the
head. No, he's doing that. So, yeah. That's where 2006 came from, because I animated Food Battle like that, and Ian said, oh, what if it was like an annual sporting event? We had 2006 come in. So I had to learn how to make this explosion and all this shit.
A pair of teens are hard at work.
And we have like a crazy graphic. It's going to be really intense. It's going to be like Food Battle 2006.
That's dope.
And
then for the music, where did you get the music?
So that was something we that came with this audio software. It used to be called Fruity Loops.
Oh.
And
just came with a bunch of little stings?
Came with a bunch of little samples.
Jingles, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Use that little jingle dangle.
How about this plunger?
This is such an absurd.
Ew.
Wait.
It gets better. The camera whirring.
Yeah.
Mine didn't work either, but it still tastes pretty good.
Fuck.
Dude, stop.
Catalogical humor.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yes. Catalogical.
I like the delivery. It still tastes pretty good.
It tastes pretty good.
We showed it. So there was this guy. I don't want to say he poached us, but there was this guy that discovered us, I would say. And he kind of was acting as our manager loosely. And right as we made this thing, we came to LA for the first time, and he wanted to see some stuff that we were working on. And we had a couple videos that we had shot and partially edited. So we showed him this before it was released, and at that part, he was like... And we were like, what? It's funny. And he was like, that is absolutely disgusting. And he was like, I can't believe you're gonna put this out, but whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were warned. And we still put it out.
Yeah, I mean, there was an era. There was an era on YouTube where, like, that was everywhere for a little bit. So it makes sense.
Ian still got it for this scene.
Yep.
And
I was trying so hard not to laugh because Ian just got it for the scene acting like it's
this. This hair, you said, give me coconut head. You said, give me Beatles. You said, give me the chi, flat iron.
What were you trying to base that hairstyle off of? Like, how did you describe that when you went in there to the hairstylist?
I feel like I didn't go to a hairstylist.
It's just kind of grown out.
I feel like it just kind of grew out.
It grew that way?
And my goal was just to keep it like out of my eyes. Like I don't know like how you manage to like have hair like be in front of your eyes. I don't know how girls do it with their bayangs.
It just takes a little bit to get used to.
I just can't get used to like any kind of like hair like in front of my eyes.
I can see mine.
All right, let's see what happens.
Same. Socks. Stupid. Time for a taquito sock.
Not the free foot content.
For free?
Foot content wasn't a thing back then.
Boy, you need to get paid.
I know.
It's like way too long.
Wait.
Also, notice the electrical cord.
That's from just for our lighting.
The lights. That's the closest outlet we could find.
Wait, I want to go back too. Because you could see the previous take. We had a taquito sitting in the bottom, right? This is the second take.
No way.
Look at the taquito on the right.
It's just sitting there.
She is.
Oops.
Sorry for your loss.
Anthony doesn't know it. The donuts were made to be soft.
That's my favorite too. A car drives by and Ian looks up at it.
Yeah, I'm like probably embarrassed.
The donuts were made to be soft. He is going down.
Can't see that
because
the pixels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ian does it. Free foot content.
Boom. Wow.
Boom.
There it is.
This is somebody's kink for sure.
Dude, 100%.
Yes.
We only wanted one take too because it costs so much money to
to have donuts.
Yeah.
Oh no. And there's a box of donuts.
The donut box is just sitting there. Look at the donut box. We just did not
give a shit.
When you went down to put the donut on, you had to flip it around a few times.
Yeah.
So funny.
It was just like, we would just be like one take.
Yeah. And oh, yeah.
You guys are noticing things. I'm not even noticing.
Oh, that's true. See, people didn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Telescope. Let's do a telescope.
Word.
Okay. Time to teach Anthony a lesson.
What are you teaching me a lesson about?
Nice.
I don't see anything. What the hell's going on?
No.
I love the shakiness.
Mine here.
I don't see anything.
Oh, but it worked.
How did you get this shot?
That effect was pretty crazy.
Him humping a
Why is he humping
fire
a fire hydrant? I have no idea. I don't think we even wrote that. It was like maybe an outline form.
We're just horny teenagers.
Yeah. Bro, what else do you do at 18 years old?
Right.
Yeah, you have to find.
We're literally 18 here, by the way.
Oh my God.
Babies. Yeah.
Wow. Babies.
Babies.
Throw an airbag.
Airbag?
Okay.
Don't let me down, Donut, please.
Oh my God, can I see that again?
Don't let me down, please. Yeah. Don't let me down, please.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite.
It was.
But it's like not even me trying to like put a voice on it.
No, it's like you being sincere. That's that's why I liked it, I think.
Yeah.
For some reason, that beep made me die laughing.
Don't let me down, Donut, please.
What the fuck is that voice?
Eat.
I mean, I headbutted that steering wheel.
I love it.
Save my life.
And it hurts me for some reason?
Oh no.
Cigarette! I'm gonna smoke you on this competition. I think it's funny.
I wanna know, did you guys film all the table parts together?
Actually.
At that time?
I think so. Did we?
Probably.
Did we do that at the end or the beginning of the day?
Did we ever plan any specific
way?
I feel like we would have done it all together.
We weren't that smart then.
That's true.
We might have went out, shot it, came back, did the table, went out, shot the next scene.
Yeah.
Came back to the table.
I don't know. Because then it feels, you can feel the longevity of it.
The through line.
I think we had made maybe 12 videos at this point, maybe a little more. So we might have been smart enough to shoot it all at once.
Maybe for some, because there was the one, because there would, like, because the poopy mouth.
Yeah, poopy mouth needed to be done in poopy mouth order.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I think it was? I kind of remember, we shot that first table scene, then we shot the plunger scene, then we shot you with the poopy mouth, cleaned it off, and then did the rest of the table scenes.
Maybe.
Probably. Makes sense.
And then we went out and did these, because this is later in the day, you could tell by the shadows.
It's all in one day.
It's definitely probably all in one day. We definitely didn't spend more than one day doing that.
Unless we got like too like lazy and went to Denny's and then shot the rest like another day.
Denny's was your spot?
We were always going to
Denny's is the late night spot.
Yeah.
Or if we got too lazy to finish a video, we would just be like, you want to go to Denny's?
Yeah. Mm. Or if it was like 2 a.m., we'd go to some local diner that was open until 3 a.m.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh my Denny's. God.
All right, let's smoke this bad boy.
What?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's actually lights.
Wait.
I put lighter fluid. I put lighter fluid on the end of it.
So you did you?
We're doing our own stunts.
Sure. Yeah.
Food smoking.
Okay.
It's really gonna show Anthony up on this food smoking.
It's like as if you guys were doing these in secret away from each other. Like that's how the competition comes across. You're like, I'm gonna beat Ian.
Yeah.
It's like as if you guys went elsewhere and didn't want each other to see.
Yeah, but it's like weird that we're doing it in secret, but we're competing?
Yeah.
Also, like, we are not projecting.
No.
For like the audio that's here.
Your enunciation has come a long way.
And you're in a suburban neighborhood. You know, I understand wanting to be screaming, I'm gonna smoke this taquito.
Yeah.
Also, when you, for some reason it's different when it's an annual series and a lot of people are hyped about it. Like there's something where it doesn't seem as cringy, but back then this was, we thought maybe no one was gonna watch this video. And we're just like in the backyard, I'm gonna beat his ass.
Yeah.
It's like so awkward at 18 years old. For some reason, this is my favorite line of yours though, and I always refer to it. This scene of yours, Ian, this whole thing, the way he delivers it. And then his reaction. I love this.
I'm totally gonna show Anthony up on this food smoking.
Yeah.
He's going downtown. Oh, yeah.
He's going downtown.
Oh.
How did you light that on fire?
Oh, that was a close one.
Lighter fluid again. And it wasn't supposed to go out, by the way.
Epic.
This is your crappy piece of crap be a ballpoint pen. What do you think ink's made out of? Beef!
Dude, that line is so killer.
That's actually true.
We didn't, we didn't even write that line.
Who was saying that? Who is somebody told us?
Yeah, Michael Reeves, the YouTuber Michael Reeves, who does all the robots and stuff. Engineer. He was, I just interviewed him on my show and he was like, yep. Food Battle was my Super Bowl, and for the longest time, I thought ink was made of beef.
Wow. That line is incredible.
The pause.
I appreciate that.
Beef! And beef! I know we, like, you could tell, like, you're about to laugh.
Yeah.
Like, you,
yeah.
If you go back and play it, like, you just look at, like, Anthony's face right after.
Well, it's because you're so serious while you yell beef, and your hair definitely, like, flew in the wind of my beef.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to point out this kitchen counter is exactly what my kitchen counter is. Like, exactly.
They always
the phone, the papers, the mail, absolutely.
Yeah.
It feels like home.
All right, let's see what I say beef here.
Pen! What do you think ink's made out of? Beef! All right, let's put this beef to use.
Oh.
I wrote the Bill of Rights.
What? Wow, I thought you were
talking. Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote the original draft.
You had time.
Could you tell us the first sentence from the Bill of Rights?
We the people of the United States of America.
Okay, you can play whatever if you want.
Whoops, I slipped and hit the play button.
Oh no!
Oh shoot!
No!
Yeah.
Y'all write weird.
Yeah, I like it.
No. You writing a Smosh sketch?
Oh my god!
And then what the fuck?
Yeah, that was still on fire from earlier.
You know what?
Wait, this is dangerous.
You know what I think it was? Is that we thought that the ending of your joke here wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
So then we just cut to the footage that we accidentally got.
Yeah.
Because it was on fire.
Yeah.
And when Ian threw it on the ground, it stayed on fire. And we're like, you got to step on that. And then he was jumping on it and it wouldn't go out because the lighter fluid was just getting worse. So then we just cut to that footage.
Oh my god.
Total non sequitur.
No.
Well, it's like it lit on fire again.
Yeah, I love that.
The lighter fluid on the side too.
Wow, it really didn't want to go out.
And it's gone?
Oh!
Lipstick.
Honestly, a donut on fire.
It worked!
Okay, work!
It worked.
Yes.
Turns into lipstick.
Okay.
This lighting is so shit.
And then for some reason, Ian vomits?
Still lipstick.
Yep.
Oh my god, it looks so beautiful!
Oh my god. That was giving Chris Crocker.
Oh yeah.
Is a girlfriend or boyfriend? Because you've never had one.
Yes, I have.
No. Yeah. No, that time in seventh grade did not count.
Yes, I have.
No.
We went a long way out.
We hit the cut.
By the bus.
No,
I walked home and she broke up with me online, but I went out for 3 hours.
Fine. My donut's still gonna kick your ass.
No.
That was clearly all improvised.
I love you.
Yes.
How do you feel about this scene?
Oh my God.
How do you feel about this scene, Ian?
Should I be paying?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
No, no, Ian, Ian. No!
Pause.
No!
Why do we have to pause?
Do you do this every
we have to pause.
What? Do you do this every food battle?
What do you mean?
It was included in the food battle 2010.
Yeah.
It was a clip where I would go back in time.
Yeah, I go back in time and watch it.
Hey, yep. I really appreciate that you said, I'm ready. Are you? Okay.
Yeah, that's consent.
Dude,
that's
we love consent. A consensual
thing.
He
knows all about consent.
Boom.
Wow.
Consensual donut fucking.
The passion in that first...
That kiss.
Contact.
I was
yeah.
showing off. Palpable. I was showing off my skills.
I think that was probably based on your real first kiss that you had a couple weeks beforehand.
A couple weeks?
This video? Oh, so you're warmed up.
It might have been a couple weeks.
Wow. So you were still
fresh. It was a good first kiss. We like made out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like that.
For your first kiss is a make out? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you think you were imagining her when you were kissing the donut?
Definitely.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute. I love that.
Wow. Wait, does everyone else remember their first kisses?
Yeah. Ooh. Did your first kiss go a little something like this?
And twist? And twist?
No.
Oh.
Damn.
Do you all remember your first kisses?
Yeah.
Yeah. My first kiss was Natalie Booth, and it was Truth or Dare at a campfire.
Ooh.
But then my first boy kiss was in college, and it was my freshman year crush.
Ooh, you locked down the crush.
I locked down the crush.
Whoa.
But it was 3 years later that I got my first kiss with him.
Oh, so you didn't have a crush on him anymore?
I still had a crush on him, but he was leaving because he was a year above me.
Oh.
And he was like, come to this party. And I like wasn't out yet.
Whoa.
He was like touring me around. And then I told this story on Smoshcast, but he put his hands in the cushion, and he's like, Chance. And he like let me hold his, because I wasn't out, so he let me hold his hand in the cushions.
Was he out?
Yeah, he was very.
Okay.
Wow, what a sweetheart.
That's so sweet.
Did he know you had a, like, was it because he was secretly into you too, or because he was like, I know you have a crush on me?
I don't think, he didn't know I had a crush on him because I hadn't told anyone because I wasn't out. Yeah. But he had a crush on me, I guess.
It seemed like he had a crush on you and also kind of caught a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he knew
really
I was gay.
Sweet. Yeah. I feel like there's a certain point where. I was too afraid to kiss unless I was boyfriend girlfriend with someone.
Oh.
Because otherwise, that's how you get STDs.
Like.
Right.
It's also legally bound, so.
Yeah. True.
They can't run away.
There's nothing they can do.
Yeah. I think I've told this story. It was at the Roller Dome. Chris Brown was playing.
Oh wow.
And I think he had gum in his mouth.
The Roller Dome is roller skates.
Roller skates, yeah. But it was like this weird dance night, and it was like this huge roller dome, and then like 15 teenagers just dancing in the middle. Very awkward, but you know, you gotta have your outlet.
How did he tell you that he wanted to kiss? Did he stare at your lips?
It was like very much, I was so nervous.
Was he just looking at you like this?
People do that. They do that. True. They'll be like, I'm like, what? What?
They're just like,
yes.
Did he just get close to you?
We ducked away from, we went out of the roller rink into like the bleachers.
He's like, hey, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, pretty much. And I also was like, I was so scared. I waited till the very end and we kissed for like 10 seconds. And I was like, wow, that was a long time. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he ghosted him.
Pretty much. I think my friend stole him. But I was too scared to date anyway. So it was like, okay.
You can have her, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Obama.
Yes, that's exactly.
Thanks, Ian. My first kiss really was, so in this video I say it was next to the bus and she broke up with me when I got home online. It really was a kiss with a girl by the bus. She didn't break up with me online. That was another girl that broke up.
Wow.
So I combined two different stories.
Like a true
author.
And
that's why you thought it was a lie?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just acting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Ian knew it was true.
There was truth in it.
No, I knew Anthony. Anthony was like getting... Anthony was like, not when I say action, I'm not saying sex, although I don't know. But Anthony was like getting action in the sixth grade, all right?
Wow.
No, I wasn't.
Seventh grade.
Okay, seventh.
But there's a girl that you wanted to kiss in sixth grade.
For sure, girl I wanted to kiss in sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I kissed a girl before I kissed a boy.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like that's
because it was like not as much pressure, or
well, like girls at sleepovers be different.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's like you got practice, right?
Mm. I've never been to a sleepover with girls.
Sleepovers
with boys were always rambunctious and wildly horny.
Yes.
Yeah, they were wildly horny. You have nothing to do with all those hormones.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever say I was wildly horny.
I would. About really? Me.
Where's the bikini girls?
I make some money showing off my nipple sized penis.
No. Are we getting pegged? How big of a penis are we talking about?
We should just
Really? You really want to do that?
It'd be cool if I came in here and give you some of my DNA on your lap.
Let me kiss afterwards.
Anyway, so back to Ian doing God knows what.
Yeah, wow, we went off.
My donut had a hole. And taquitos.
This feels like a weird casting.
You know, not exactly a hole. I thought you loved your taquitos.
I love taquitos, just...
Anthony has decided to forfeit this guy.
Oh, boo! Well, luckily for you, we have...
I could try it again. I could try. I could go back round two.
Yourself.
Actually, that's can we get a 9-inch taquito?
Do some taquito sounding.
Oh, rib, not taquito sounding.
We recorded so many extra lines there. I think that you and I debated about what I should do with that taquito for like an extra minute or so. Mm. And then we're like, this just needs to cut now. Mm. We'll put Anthony as forfeited. And then I think you insult me and I'm like, nuh-uh.
What, did you guys picture you like deep throating it or something?
What was I imagining he was trying to get me to do with it?
Like, what would you have, yeah. What,
I thought we were implying that he'd have to, like, stick it up his rectum.
That's what I thought he was trying to get me to do, too.
Wow, so he was trying to get you to do that?
He was trying to get me to insert it inside myself.
You know, sleepovers get crazy.
You could have faked it. There's ways to fake it.
There are ways to fake it.
Have I stuck a taquito in my ass?
I just want to know if you faked a taquito, faked a taquito ass stuffing.
No, we faked, for sketches and stuff, we would do like shadow play sometimes. You walk behind a screen and then you can do or Austin Powers.
Oh yeah, Austin Powers vibes.
Yeah, that's a good vibes.
Or like you just don't show the bottom half and you're just like, oh.
We should have done that.
Nice.
Pool floaties.
Yeah, pool floaties.
What do you think beasts made out of? Cows, and they float all the time.
I've never seen a cow.
They always go swimming in the lake.
Maybe in your butt, they do.
Oh. More butt play.
That was sick. Wow, Ian.
Look at my tan line.
Okay, wow. Chest.
Packing tape.
Yep.
Oh. Now that's funny swimming. Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm drowning on the surface of the water.
I love that.
What?
Did you like guac guacking on that pool?
Guac guac. I hold my breath to drown.
Can I see the face?
Why are your hands so high?
I just love wah 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 wah.
Right there.
this wah wah wah. That was actually based on my little brother. Because for some reason, he would, to get a reaction, he would run into the living room when we were just sitting there and he'd slam his face on the couch and go ah, 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 slam it, and then he would run away.
Oh, shit.
So I was basing this off of him.
You were getting your mouth in that water.
Yeah.
So good. Physical comedy since the beginning.
Anthony, eat my shoe.
What?
Nice.
Oh, is that because you didn't want to show your belly?
So good.
They're taped to your...
Look how good I'm floating.
Wow, he's floating so good.
Oh, man.
No.
Anthony's totally gonna lose.
No.
Hear that, Anthony?
Who's filming?
Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
The camera.
Are you drowning? Camera. Because if you do, you know it's an automatic forfeit.
Oh.
I'm dead.
Okay, lung support.
You died.
I was dead.
Ian. You've just won Food Battle 2006. What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to Disneyland!
Oh boy, Disneyland, can I come?
No!
That was...
Wow.
That was it? Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
I wanted like a donut wins.
No, we didn't give people that.
You don't give them to them?
Wow.
But that guy announces when.
Yeah, so this is where all the tropes for Food Battle began, which includes you need to... you need to be the only survivor in order to win.
Oh, to the death.
Yep, it's for some reason a fight to the death, even though that was never established. Mm-hmm. And the amount of rounds that you win don't actually matter. It's just if you survive.
Yeah, but like we don't ever tell people.
That's not officially part of it. And then the announcer needs to announce that you win in order for you to win.
And then he's gonna ask, You're gonna say where you're gonna go
or what you're gonna do.
Food battle, and then he asks if he can come.
Mm. And then you, well, there's twists.
I
that
love that. Dude, okay. That's so crazy. So that was the first one
that
ever.
That was the first one. First one.
And then the rest of them, there's 10.
There's 10 more than that one.
There's 10 11. More than that one. There's
yeah.
11
yeah.
total.
About to be 12.
And the rest of them have those rules.
Like, for some reason, those rules are always incorporated into it.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You looked so little in the pool.
I was a little boy.
You're
I was
a little guy.
I was,
you were 18.
Yeah, I was deep into cross country at that point, so I had zero body fat on me.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a scrawny little thing.
You had more hair on your head than I think.
I didn't grow body hair until, I don't know, I was 25 or something.
Nice.
Maybe I was trimming it. I really don't know.
Then it came full force.
I think I just grew hair around my nipples. I think that's where it started.
So you probably trimmed that.
Yeah. Wow.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Keep it. Did you trim the nipple hair when it was solo?
At that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was weird.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's like weird if you have nipple hair, but like.
It was like highlighting.
But I wasn't happy.
People were mean. And so when you say trimming, what did you use?
Clippers.
Clippers?
Like electric clippers.
Did you use scissors? Oh, because then that you risk.
Individual nipple hairs.
I pictured this.
You could cut more than one nipple hair at a time with scissors.
I had
like scared I would slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like hair clippers, so I'd like.
I'm clenching. My boobs are clenching right now because that just sounds like a lot.
You can clench your boobs.
No.
Oh.
It's involuntary.
That would be cool though.
We got a
few years later, because we weren't doing extras or bloopers or anything at this time, so a few years later, we dug into the little mini DV tapes and found, we were like looking for any extra little thing.
Okay.
And we had deleted one of the battles because it was very stupid.
Okay. I don't even remember this.
Here it was.
I'm excited for this.
That dates it.
Yeah.
How about a toy airplane?
Oh my God!
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Okay.
That's so dumb.
Fly like an eagle!
Wow!
Wow, good graphics.
Damn. Watch my donut fly!
What?
Whoa, wait.
What even was supposed to happen? What
it,
even
it, that it like went around like a boomerang and it hit you in the back.
Oh.
But it was like shot from so far away you can't see.
You can't even tell what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a reason that was deleted.
Live and learn.
Yeah. 10 years had passed.
So 10 years have passed. This is the final food battle until this year's, which comes out next week.
Yeah.
And shall we bring in the new donuts?
Oh, there's
more
donuts.
Oh my God!
So for this food battle, we thought we honestly thought this was gonna be the last ever food battle. At this point, we're kind of burnt out on it. We felt like all the good jokes had been taken.
Okay.
Like we were kind of done with it. So we thought, since this is the end, yeah.
So we wanted to kind of catch people off guard, not do voting because we wanted to be like, I think they forgot just, about it, and then okay. It comes out of nowhere.
So we chose, because we thought it was going to be the last one, we thought it would be funny if we both had Pink Frosted Sprinkled Donuts.
And then it was like, I like that. This is the most even
battle. I like
battle
that. Yet. That's fun.
I love it.
Yeah, and another reason that I decided that I wanted to have a closure to food battle is because I wasn't very happy with my place at Smosh at that time and the way everything was going down. So I was like, because I kind of wanted to be done with Smosh at this point. I was like, if I'm gone, we got to put a button on this, just in case.
Just in case.
I was pretty positive, but I was like, just in case.
Ooh.
So that's why we wrote this way, because I thought
I thought I was out. It's like a time capsule.
Yeah.
It's very much a time capsule.
It's like you're putting your art into the thing, and there was so much else going on.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Are you guys like friends at all by this point?
Friends at all.
You have a deep love and
I think we would. I think we would still hang out.
Not really, like off,
a little bit. But
it was always work related, though.
Yeah, for the most part.
And so, that changes things.
We would talk. You know what it was? I was just so burnt out with the work that whenever I was done with work, I wanted to just like not think about Smosh. And then us being together was always like work. So then it was a little bit of that pushing us apart, too.
Did that make you lonely?
Oh, jeez. Jesus, Chance.
Sorry.
No, did that make...
They had significant...
No, yeah. We had other people that dump our trauma. And...
So this is what a food battle with zero inspiration working on autopilot looks like.
And working on a tight timeline, too. We were like, ooh, like we need to like, we have to write this like today.
Is this with, I mean, even before, we haven't even gotten into it yet, but is this with Defy?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
this is with Defy. Mm-hmm. So
this
we're
is
gonna
like
have.
Peak Defy,
so I know we're gonna have budget. We're gonna have a lot of camera work.
We're gonna have the money put into it, but no heart, no soul, no inspiration.
Oh,
so
I'm
let's
so
see what happens.
I'm so curious.
The only parts that have any heart to it, I think, are some of the parts about like, do you want to keep doing this?
Sorry.
All right, let's go.
I need a donut.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, thanks. All right. Let's go. Get your donuts on.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's good. That's a very good Christmas tree.
Shut up.
So that was another thing that we would always do every year because we started the first one saying, ooh, that's good. That's a very good
sandwich. Yeah.
Every year we just try to go weird and weird and be like, that's a very good whale carcass or that's a very good rock.
And a very good helium.
Oh yeah.
What?
Previously on Food Battle.
I feel like we're forgetting something.
I'm unemployed!
Oh my God. We forgot Food Battle!
That never happened, any of this.
My new favorite food, Pink Frosted Sprinkled Donuts.
Why is that audio so bad?
I don't know. I thought we had a budget.
Oh, wow.
And randomly it starts here.
You can't have the same food as me.
Mine's vegan.
Speaking of which, I'll have mine right now.
Oh, if you listen closely, you're gonna hear the screams of suffering animals.
So we're gonna do this or what?
Yep.
Well, if you think your Pink Frosted Sprinkled Donut can do more everyday tasks than my Pink Frosted Sprinkled Donut,
oh my God,
then you're going down, Dookie Brown!
Oh. Another trope.
Funny.
Whoa!
Yeah,
there was a budget.
Let's see your stupid donut, B. The child you just found out you had with your high school girlfriend that you now have visitation rights with.
It's just a little baby donut. Yes, you are. Oh. It works.
Okay, now Daddy needs his peace and quiet.
Okay, that's a pain.
Biologist Emerson Dibley has discovered a new
That's Shane.
More tentacles than a normal octopus, and is being called by specialists in the field.
Wow. We're going Fleabag.
Yep.
We're looking ready to kill, break that fourth wall.
My baby boy!
I ate my child, I guess.
Y'all hit the ground running with the things that your food could be.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
We're going for shock factor. It definitely felt like we were, I think we were like trying to beat what all the other food battles did for like their items.
Like amping it
You're
up.
Trying to be edgy.
But it was
and
like we were like jumping the shark a little too much.
But it's like, it's kind of edgy. It's like we're going like, oh, where can we go? Where's the line? And how can we kind of teeter the line? Because in 2006, it was like, let's be horny and let's be like, let's be toilet.
Horny, silly toilet.
Horny, silly toilet.
And now it's 10 years later, it's like, well, how do we still be edgy if horny, silly toilet doesn't work?
Right.
What do we do?
Yeah,
and I'm interested
still
in
asking myself that question.
I'm interested to hear what three words you would use to describe this one.
Okay. Clone! Wait, a clone?
I was like Pin a Tail in the Donkey.
What catalog we've been using? Makes sense.
Cream cheese and other things.
Time for you to become my clone.
Wait, can you go back to that? I just want to see what's on that.
And other things.
Inventory specialist.
Placebos, gold, bees, sports balls.
Wow. Because this is our joke of like, because we never said what the catalog was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this is what I reveal.
It's kind of full circle.
No, I love that.
It says, for any need, especially battles.
Oh, funny.
Huh. Makes sense. Okay, Donut. Time for you to become my
Oh, you're wearing a watch. I didn't even get that joke. You say, time, and you randomly have a watch on.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't get that.
You just randomly have a watch on?
Oh!
Time, bro.
That's crazy. You caught
that. That's epic.
Donut, time for you to become my clone.
Wow, that's dumb.
You're sneaking a lot in there.
Whoa. I look just like me. I do.
Oh!
Wow.
Okay,
what? Right.
Oh, Anthony, I'm ready for the food battles.
Oh,
all right, Donut. This double as my clone.
Oh!
So there was a budget.
That's funny. That's funny. That's really good.
That's so weird. It's just so weird that we spent all those resources creating these things.
Yeah, but it's shocking,
insane.
Right?
Your hair is giving.
It's insane.
I think
and it's like other people can't do this. If you're making a video at home, you can't do that.
Sure, that's true. And those are that's chalk on the side for this.
Wow,
sprinkles.
The sprinkle chalk, that's awesome. Very clever.
All right.
Kill me.
Yep.
Awesome.
Weird.
Are you gonna choose something or what?
Oh yeah, he's a robot, or clone.
Are you okay? It feel good to be Ian.
Oh shit. Oh. It's kind of weird that the autopilot is kind of sneaking in.
Like you can see the autopilot in full force.
Yeah, in full force. Like what's going on underneath is happening in the sketch too.
True.
Wow.
Art imitates life.
It does.
It feel good to be Ian.
Yeah.
That really is what you said you were doing back then.
100%. Crazy. I love that.
Whenever
it's also like when I go to write sketches, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I'm going through it, aren't I? It's like,
yeah.
I'm like, why did I write this? I'm like,
most of the sketches that we write now, especially, I could look through and I could be like, oh, that was the little thing that came up.
Yeah.
I love that.
The joke about my subconscious having to apologize to Ian for being a bad friend when I was awake is based in reality.
Wow, yeah. That's really cool.
And then when people used to ask you, how are you doing? You would say, it feel good to be Ian. Ian.
No.
Fuck,
they'd ask me how I'm doing, I'd go,
Obama.
By the way, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This time of year can be very difficult for many people, and it's only natural to feel overwhelmed or stressed out. Like for me, for some reason, I feel so much pressure to get every single person that I love the best gift of all time, and then I just never end up getting anyone a gift because I can't find that perfect gift. And then it gets down to the very last week, right before Christmas, and I am so stressed out. Therapy does help, and it's helped me. I've been a huge proponent of therapy since I started going about 6 years ago. It helped me in ways that I never thought it would. And I was really surprised how all of this allowed me to grow and reconnect with people in my life that I never thought I would connect with ever again. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp might be perfect for you. It's 100% online and designed to work around your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed and certified therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/smosh for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/smosh. Now, back to flashback.
What? Let's do glue!
Okay.
Glue.
Okay.
Look, there's something so weird about this. I think you didn't want to look at me in the eyes.
Yeah, that's not your eye. You guys, oh yeah.
Or no, this is the camera trick.
No.
Because you don't want to cheat away from the camera.
Dude, look at when you say, when you threaten me with your fist, your eyes look everywhere but mine. This is so weird, I just noticed it.
Let's do glue!
Okay.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh, whoa!
You're right.
You see it?
That was
Ian?
Weird.
Yeah. I love that.
I saw it.
Look, your eye's looking away from me.
I saw it.
Dude, there's some deep shit going on here between us.
It's kind of beautiful, though. Guys.
Look, you're looking away.
But I think that's the trick. You gotta like cheat towards the camera.
You can keep saying
not
it's
your
a camera
eyes.
Trick.
When you cheat toward camera, you cheat your body, and then you keep eye contact.
I don't know about that, Courtney.
Because
doesn't this look better, Courtney? Me screaming at you right now? Listen.
That's good.
Ian, we need to take a moment to look into each other's eyes.
Yeah, please,
Anthony.
Please.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I never loved you.
It's okay. It's okay. I know you're going through a lot. I'm glad that we can look directly into each other's eyes like we are right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels good to be Ian.
Look at your eyes.
Can we add that to the soundboard?
It to
yeah,
be
and it needs
good.
To be the original audio too.
Look at Ian's eyes.
That's crazy. I think you guys need to practice looking at each other.
There's definitely...
It's powerful.
Yeah, because like me and Chance be like, how was your day?
Hey, and I'm like, it was really good. And Courtney has really pretty eyes, so it's easy
well,
to
Well, I know there's... I noticed that there's scenes now in the new sketches where we look directly at each other, and it doesn't feel weird. But I do feel like it felt weird back then.
Probably because there's a lot
It's a lot of... they say windows to a soul for a reason. Like, it's not just a saying.
Yeah, no, this
it's
is...
It's a lot.
This is show. It's
That's so funny.
It's so much to unpack, and I love it.
There's a lot to unpack here.
I've just gotten to the point in my life, this is... I just gotten to the point in my life where if I'm hooking up with someone, I'll look them in the eyes.
While
I won't close my eyes. Yeah.
And you're like...
It changes things. I'm like, oh my God, you see everything. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It changes things.
It does. All right, let's see. Ian.
We need to get back. I love this.
Ian on autopilot.
Okay, donut. I need to find something to break so I can put it back together. Oh, that'll work.
No, not my limited edition Fender Telecaster Deluxe, signed by world-renowned singer-songwriter and very handsome man Brandon Urie from the band Panic at the Disco.
Okay, true.
True. Okay, that's a funny joke.
You're just sitting there.
This is good.
It worked!
It did not work.
All right, Donut. Please be the glue that holds my family together.
Why are these dishes never done when I get home? This place is a goddamn pigsty!
My body is a pigsty because you will never satisfy me!
Okay, yeah.
These dishes, Donut.
Sexually.
Oh, goddammit, Anthony, stop it! Stop it! I told you, I am tired from a long day of work at the office, and my penis don't work sometimes.
That's why I am sleeping with Robert from the gym!
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Robert!
Aww.
Guess I'm getting double Christmas presents next year.
Aww.
Let's
bro.
Do...
Bruh.
Bruh. Yeah, that's a bruh. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Love a side bit.
Oh my God.
A dabbing Harambe.
Oh! Ho! Oh, no.
Ow.
Hold on. Hold up.
Ow.
Wait, the bit, the Domino's bit, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
and
very
And then
cute.
Ending with a dabbing Harambe.
A dabbing Harambe.
I remember watching this as like an out of context clip or something that somebody posted. And I was like, what?
Dabbing Harambe.
Wow. A dabbing Harambe.
Dare I say curse?
It was curse. Were both of you there for that shoot?
Oh no, that was me. That,
you were there for that shoot.
Yeah, that was aww. A gnarly day.
Damn. Was that a special day just for that shot?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, the
Domino's.
The Domino's.
The Domino's scene was a separate day.
That shot was dope.
I wish.
And
it was such a craze too.
Like there were so many viral videos. Yeah, for sure. Kind of domino things and
Rube Goldberg.
It's crazy because Ian and I were being pulled in so many directions that we couldn't even be there for that shoot. So we were just shown afterwards. So I had no idea how much work went into it. Yeah. We're just like, look at this clip that we got. I was like, awesome.
I love the nonchalantness that you guys have.
It's very cute. It's very Troy Knobbett coded, and I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
This hair, though, not a vibe.
Dabbing, though, right?
The hair's not a vibe.
That's Ghostmates. That's Ghostmates hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
You figured it out now.
Oh, you figured it out, Daddy.
Yeah, that's great.
Dabbing Harambe.
What?
No.
Don't say that ever
again. Okay.
All right, Donut.
Here we go.
I know you could be a dabbing Harambe. Stop!
Kings.
Yo. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy.
You're under arrest for referencing two outdated memes multiple times.
Damn, Daniel. What are those? Tech boys, back at it again with the white bag.
Read Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Yes, King.
Meme police. I love him.
Keith and Shane killed.
Work.
And you dab yourself to death?
You hit yourself.
Come on, Donut.
I think I actually hurt myself.
I'm not.
But I didn't even get to say anything. Come on, I didn't even get to. What? No, I. Let's see your stupid pink turd.
That didn't even really have a joke.
No, it's just that we just didn't want to do dabbing Harambe jokes.
Yeah, but then why did we write it anyway?
Because it was 2016. It was all like
the anti-bit.
Yeah.
And do you know how much other writers were involved at this point?
I think there might have been like three.
I mean, like not all writing on this one video, right?
No. Like I think three writers had a hand in touching this outside of us.
Right.
So they weren't writing in your voice.
I think they got close-ish, but then you could kind of tell, I think, when it's just disconnected from us.
100%.
Let's see your stupid pink turd, Bia.
Christmas tree topper!
Come on,
okay, that's
funny. Make this day magical.
Okay, this shot's pretty cool.
Are you purposely dressed like Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone?
Maybe.
Epic. Oh, I love it.
What?
It's like falling apart.
Why are you hitting it?
I'm subduing it.
You're taming it.
It's like breaking in a horse.
They didn't add punching sounds to punching the Christmas tree?
Oh, that would have been funny.
Were there none?
There were none.
Are you kidding? There were none?
What? Ow. Ow.
I love a wrestling Christmas tree moment.
There's some hit sounds.
But it's not.
I think it's him smoshy. Actually hitting the tree.
It's not smoshy. It worked, I guess. Oh, this is.
It's the scene.
What's the matter, man? Why aren't you making your donut be a Christmas tree topper?
I could have seen mine. It was so cool. I was like, and died, and I freaking loved it.
What's wrong, man?
Ian.
I don't think you ever asked me what was wrong in real life.
Was this scripted?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was scripted. This was scripted. Obviously, or else Ian wouldn't have asked me how.
Go back.
I heard the piano already. I heard the piano. Is it a bit?
All right, let's look at it.
Oh my God, I'm scared. What's the matter, man? Why aren't you making your donut be a Christmas tree topper?
You should have seen mine. It was so cool. I was like, and died, and I freaking loved it.
What's wrong, man?
Ian, do you ever think about getting older and, you know, changing?
Like becoming a butterfly? Because I'm still working on that. By the way, do you know where I could buy a cocoon?
No. I mean, why are we still doing a food battle?
Yeah.
How many times can one person die?
So far, 9. And then there's that time we swapped brains, which kind of felt like dying on the inside.
Okay, but seriously, do you still even want to do food battle?
I feel like this is a metaphor for Smosh.
Yeah, dude. I feel it from you.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Hey, we did have some good times, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will remember.
Okay, sing. Okay.
I feel like you could just see something in our face where we have like
okay.
more
is that you?
Yes. Somehow inexplicably still
alive. Don't try to make sense bleach.
Wow.
Of any of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the montage is over.
Ian! So, do you really want to end food battle forever?
Eye contact, you're right. So, we're not actually on the other show.
What do you say we toss these donuts and move on to newer things?
Yeah, like Food War 2017.
No.
Sorry. Well, what do you say we get out of here, sport?
All right, champ.
Let's do it. Goodbye, donut.
Goodbye, food battle.
Not next to the Yeezys.
Oh my God.
The rocking chair.
Ian, Anthony. You've just ended food battle and I'm out of a job. What are you gonna do now?
We're gonna live, damn it. We're gonna live.
Oh boy, you're gonna live. Can I come?
Sure, buddy.
Get in here.
Oh. Yay!
Wait, does this mean I'm fully unemployed now?
Yep.
What am I supposed to do?
Foot greaser?
No.
Clean windows?
I don't do windows.
Plumbing?
No.
Paint rocks?
For money?
Yeah.
No.
Taint tickler?
I already do that for free.
Well, you should start charging.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching and supporting Food Battle over all these years.
Yeah, and we cannot wait to show you guys what we have
next. Hey there, kids, it's Barney.
Oh.
You thought you could end Food Battle without me?
No,
I don't think so. I'm going to cut off your scrotes and wear them as jewelry. Oh, so much blood, huh? Oh, these are wonderful scrotes.
Scrotes?
These are wonderful scrotes.
Yeah, he said I'm going to cut off your scrotes and wear them, y'all. Not scrotes.
These are wonderful scrotes.
There's more, though. There's more than that?
Yeah, isn't there?
Oh! Question mark.
Who dat? That was your hand.
Boom!
You called it.
I did. Whenever you put a period on the end, there's gonna be a question.
You know the trope.
Wow.
What does it mean?
So that was our way of saying like, food battle's over, but we're leaving the door open.
Nice.
Wow. You guys, that scene, you were using a completely different part of your voice.
Yeah, like y'all were, I felt like that
you
was-
were.
I
felt you weren't putting the voices on anymore.
I felt some reality coming from you.
It was nice.
Yeah, it felt like an opportunity for me to be a little bit real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And acting is reacting.
So true, bestie, so true.
It's also letting all your sadness out.
Wow, I think I challenge you guys to make eye contact for 4 minutes straight and call each other daddy back and forth.
No. Because why the daddy? That was a joke.
You called him daddy earlier and he was like, do not do that ever again.
Oh, you're right. Important. Ian needs to get comfortable. You're calling him daddy?
Do not call me daddy.
If this video gets...
No. Yeah, no. I'm not saying right now.
No, but also whenever. How many?
Oh, man.
So we're going to the original house to just like bring it all back, not just the location in terms of the roots, but also just like what
the heart.
Ian and I went back and watched every single food battle and we took notes about what made each thing funny, why each thing resonated so well, and we tried to kind of culminate, like have everything culminate in Food Battle 2023. Mm-hmm.
And that's called doing the work.
The food battle will be like the biggest shoot we've ever done for a sketch.
Yeah, it's like, gonna be 3 day shoot.
It's like a 3 day shoot. We have like 120 shots to do.
Yeah.
Wow. For how long is the sketch gonna be?
Probably like 10 minutes.
Probably 10 max, but probably 7.
But we
15 pages.
So it could wind up being like 12 minutes.
Usually our scripts are around 8.
If you can get it 10 minutes, you can put the whole thing on TikTok.
Yo!
Boom! But yeah, we're spending a lot of money on Food Battle. So become a member!
Become a member!
I'm a member.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to fly everyone up to a... a different location, the crew.
We got a location in LA.
I think the budget for this video ended up being like 5 times as much as we would spend on a normal video.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think it's well deserved, you know, and I think it's probably going to be worth it.
Thanks for being our very first guest.
Yeah. You are our first guest on Flashback.
It was beautiful to watch.
We don't have a gift for you or anything.
No, we had donuts.
Oh, that was great.
You can take a donut home.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Any final words?
Let's all make some eye contact.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That was good, Ian. Ian, he made great eye contact.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the final words that I'm going to say, look at Ian and I making eye contact.
Yeah.
Stop it! You stop!
The final words I will say is, if you become a member on this channel, you can watch all those behind the scenes and bloopers.
Yes.
And also you can get yourself prepped because next week there's going to be a super mega massive blooper. Massive blooper reel cut together for Food Battle 2023. Wow. And you're not going to want to miss it. My alarm's going off right now because it's just a reminder about how I wanted to remind myself how amazing Food Battle bloopers are going to be next week. So you want to become a member now so you don't miss out.
I love that.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's just 10 hours of Anthony going,
yeah.
I'll serve it.
Since y'all got a week, why don't you just binge all the food battles? Let us know which one is your favorite.
Nice.
Put it down below or do like a ranking.
Ooh.
Like, give a comment. Like,
I'd love to see your guys' ranking on the members Discord.
Oh,
you guys give us like top three.
There should be a filter where you can like
S tier to F tier, probably.
Yeah, Ooh, yeah. Do that.
Yeah, get prepped because Food Battle 2023 got some deep cut refs.
Yep, it's coming in hot.
Oh, I'm prepped.
And we'll see you next week for Food Battle. Baby!
Woo!
Woo! Bye!
Bye! Bye.
It's time to flash back and watch ourselves with a new flashback with Smosh.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.